You're listening to episode number 297 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, welcome back to another episode. I'm excited you're here because today we're chatting about five effective ways to get more dream clients quickly. And there are a bunch of keywords in there, like effective, right? And there's another one called quickly, we said. And I know, and another one I should say is a dream, right? I'm not just saying let's make more money, let's get more clients. I'm saying find the people that you love working with, where it doesn't even feel like work. You're excited to see them. You know that everything you give them, they're just so appreciative and they're always telling you how grateful they are for you. Let's get more of those clients, right? So this is a big, big one that I've been working on actually this past few months. We've been working on creating a new like free download for you guys. And this is kind of just a little taste of what that download looks like. I'll give you the link to get you the entire thing because there's actually 10 effective ways. But today we're going to cover five of them on the podcast. So super excited you're here. I also want to thank you and let you know about the reviews. If you've left us a review, one thing really fun that we've done is anybody who's left us a review, please just shoot us an email, DM us, screenshot your review. I've created this about 1 hour visibility and just getting more traffic to your website, workshop, and workbook that is pretty amazing if I do say so myself. And I really just want to get you ideas on, because what if you're thinking, I need more clients, but they don't even know I exist, right? You might need visibility. So if you leave us an honest review on iTunes, just screenshot it, either email us info@stacytuschel.com or shoot us a DM on Instagram @stacytuschel. And we're going to get you that 1 hour training and workbook completely for free as a thank you. Because you guys leaving those reviews, you have no idea how important reviews are to podcasters. It is the way that people find about us. It is the way that new people go, okay, I think I'm going to check this out. So I'm super grateful for you and for leaving so many. We have over 200 now. So I appreciate that. Appreciate you so much. All right, let's dive in. Okay. So again, five effective ways to get more dream clients quickly. So the first thing I want to talk about is find your dream clients. Like, who are the people you're currently working with? Let's look at them. Let's talk about them, because you might have clients, but that doesn't mean you have your dream clients, okay? Now, sometimes we send out surveys to our current customers, and when we survey them, we're hearing what they like, what they didn't. The problem is, when you survey everybody, the results we're getting, those answers we're getting, they're a little skewed, right? Because no offense, but I don't really care about what my least favorite client, who is underpaying us and expecting way more than they really should be getting, I'm not looking at what their opinion is of what I should be doing more of, right? Because I'm not trying to get more of those types of clients. I'm trying to get more of my dream clients that value and appreciate me, okay? So how do I get more? By finding out who they currently are and what they currently love, okay? So surveys are a great way to find out what your customers love, maybe want to see a little bit more of, don't love, all of that. And I want you to use this data to really uncover your sweet spot and then shine a light on all of whatever they said in your marketing. Recently, we did this with a branding strategist that we hired, and I was blown away by the number one thing people kept saying about me. And now that I know that, wow, it's completely changed our marketing, our messaging, and we're getting more of those dream clients that we truly love to work with, okay? So how can you survey? First, you got to find out who they are. Even if it's just one person or three people, whatever it is, reach back out. And even if it's a past client that was a dream client, ask if you can survey them. If you left on a great note, they will absolutely want to help you and get you this information. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, track and follow up And I mean like everything. Okay. So just let me give you an example. Your phone rings, you get a direct message on Instagram, or an email comes through from a potential customer, right? So not somebody you currently have, but somebody who's looking for your services, asking about your services. So what do? You either reply back with the information, you know, give them what they need. You may pitch them on a possible solution, right? And then you go along with your day because you feel like you finished what you needed to do. They asked, you answered. But that's where you got to hold up, okay? The ball is never in your potential customer's court, okay? Never, ever, ever. You are keeping an eye on that ball the entire time. So they may think it's in their court, but it's up to you to follow up, okay? And I say track because just because somebody reaches out once and you've answered, they may forget about you 6 months from now. And it's up to you to reach back out and say, hey, I know you talked to me about this 6 months ago. I just want to see where you're at. Are you interested? How can I best serve you, et cetera? Okay. The best salespeople, they are the ones that follow up. You haven't thought about them in forever, but they keep reaching back out to you, right? Because you never know when somebody's going to say, I was just thinking about you. I was just in the market for this and I completely forgot about your business. So it's really, really important to track and follow up. Now, a couple of the things that I'm doing just to give you really tangible stuff. If somebody messages me in my direct messenger or shoots me an email asking about a specific program or product, service, et cetera, I will take note of that. So when I know that we have a new launch coming up or a new group starting or something happening, I've got an entire database that I can go back to and reach out to those specific people. So again, I'm not thinking like how many people have said to me already in this last month, I am saving up. I am going to be in Powerhouse 2020. Like it is on their vision board. They have like publicly declared it. In a year from now, they're going to be in that program. Okay. Great. So how many people would just go, well, they're all going to call me next year? Probably not. Okay. When somebody says that, I'm always like, I hope so, but I don't know if you will, right? If you will remember, if I'll still be around in a year, who knows what that will look like, right? I want you to understand that the ball is not in their court to reach back out to me in December. The ball is in my court and I will be following up with those people who have said, I want to do this, or I want to work with you, or I'm doing this right now and I'm going to be ready in a month. It is in our court to follow back up. And when you follow up, you will be so surprised how many new people you convert just by reaching out. Because sometimes we get busy, right? We're too busy to send that email. We've been meaning to reach out. We've been meaning to do this. But when a good salesman reaches back out, it's like, oh yeah, I did want to buy that. Okay, great. Yeah, here's my credit card. Let's take care of this. You may not be doing a good enough job of tracking and follow up. And I honestly bet 90% of people listening are not doing a good enough job, right? Because I know you. You're like me. We're busy. There's a lot to do, right? And if you don't have somebody to manage this, it can feel like a lot, right? Okay, the next one. Create add-ons or upsells, some people would call them, for current clients, okay? So how do you get more dream clients? Well, yeah, that might be what you're looking for, but are you really just looking for more income, more revenue this year? That might be what you really need. You might not need more clients. You might be thinking, I need more revenue to sustain my business model, right? So here's the thing. You already have these clients you love working with. How can we create an add-on or a complimentary service of some sort, an upsell of some sort, to propose to our already amazing dream clients, okay? So understand that your best chance of ever making money is with your current buyers. Like the statistics on how much more likely someone is going to buy from you that is already a customer than somebody who just found out about you, doesn't know you yet, it is insanely high on the side of your current clients. So if we can figure out what is something that we are not offering them yet, how can we create this experience for them and add this package on to then maybe increase the amount of time we're spending with this dream client, okay? So some things to be thinking about. How can we create this add-on for your current clients? All right, so that was number three. I hope I'm giving you some ideas here. Now, number four, I call it outside of your box marketing, okay? So normally it's out of the box, right? Let's think out of the box. But what I have found in just being an entrepreneur for the last, 15 plus years is we have our own box, right? We have our comfort zone. We have the areas that we think we should be marketing. We get really, really comfortable and we start to do the same old every year. And we're wondering, why are the results going down? Why is this not working, right? So I'm not saying stop doing something that is working, right? But my question is, have you tried adding a new marketing strategy every once in a while, right? Even if you think, well, this is working really well, I'm all about testing. Test, 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 test. You cannot test enough when it comes to marketing, all right? If you are always doing the traditional marketing, so let's say you're always doing like mailers, like postcard mailers, you're doing like local meetups or events, maybe expos, right? Maybe test out the waters online and reach more people outside of your existing community. And that alone might feel really scary. Like, wait, what do you mean go online? I do everything locally, right? Well, I'm trying to get you outside of your box right now. And if you are exclusively online, have you ever thought about going the opposite? You know, having these local meetups, going in person, you know, creating a group locally. I cannot tell you how many groups in Milwaukee I am finding right now for female entrepreneurs. It kind of blows my mind because I was under this impression that I could not stay here forever. There was nobody here that gets me and it's very hard. And how am I going to have these big dreams when no one's doing what I'm doing here? And all of a sudden it's like they're popping up like crazy. Okay. So stop thinking they don't exist. And if they really don't exist, then maybe it's time to create whatever it is you're looking for, right? We're entrepreneurs. We're starters. We can do this. So I want you to get out of your box and think of the opposite. So if you're typically an online marketer, how can you do something local, in person, right? Face to face. And you know, somebody, I was in one of my Propel group coaching retreats, and somebody said to one of my clients, I know you do a lot online, but have you ever thought about doing this in your town or area? And she said, I kind of feel like I don't need to anymore. Like I'm past that. And here's the thing. It might feel like the local market is a stepping stone to something bigger online, but sometimes the local market can be a stepping stone to something even bigger online. When you have face-to-face connections, you can truly grow that relationship so much faster. So I have a client who started all local, like everything she was doing was local. And she was getting such a much higher show up rate at her events because it was face to face. It wasn't jumping on a webinar, jumping on a Facebook Live. It was in person. So more people were showing up and then more people were buying right then and there because again, the relationship, how deep and how fast they could go because they were meeting face to face was just like blowing up her business. So my question for you is, don't think, well, I'm already above the local things. I don't need to do it. Well, if that's the case and you're above that, then you should be getting major followings when you pop up all over. I have a friend who, Lori Harder, she was on the podcast recently. She's been doing book tours all across the United States and Canada, popping in. And I had the privilege of attending one in LA, one in Chicago. And I think she had 400 people in LA and probably, if I had to guess, like 250 in Chicago. I'm completely guessing by the room. But like that's somebody who has a major online following. But if you truly have that following, you can pop up in other cities and bring together just a group of people who she calls them her tribe. And let me tell you, they are definitely her tribe. I want you to be looking at how can I create the opposite of what I'm doing, right? And I'm not saying let go of what you're currently doing, but there's other things you could be adding on. So how do we get you outside of your comfort zone, right? Especially as we are heading into 2019 right now, and you want something different, you want something bigger and better than last year. Well, now is the time to start doing something different because you can't expect to do exactly what you just did and get a different outcome at the end of the year. Like not possible, right? Not possible. So outside of your box marketing. So that was number four. Number five, this is one where, well, I'll tell you what it is first. So it's put a referral program into place. Now, what's crazy to me is I have had a very successful referral program in my dance studios for years and years and years. It works so well. And the amount of people that refer us because of our referral program, like now, here's the thing. No one's going to refer you just for the referral program if they don't love what you're doing because they're not going to stay and they're not going to tell their friends to come to you. So you definitely have to be referable in order to get referrals. But at the same time, when you give an incentive, it can absolutely help your customers make it even an easier of an offer. So one of the things that we did at our studio back in the day was we just gave, when you referred somebody, we gave you, let's say, like a $25 gift card, okay? But the one thing that always kind of felt a little like icky was when somebody would come in and they would find out that we did this incentive program. And then they would go like, oh, so is, you could kind of tell, like they were wondering, is that why my friend referred me? Cause she's racking up these gift cards, right? Kind of feels a little funny when they don't know and they find out after they've been referred. Okay. Now, one thing I will tell you that we have put into place that has worked so much better for us. And, you know, at first it costs more money and we were like, is this a good idea? But in fact, we make more money from it. So the cost is, it still makes its money back. So here's what we do now. Right now, if you come in to one of our studios, you refer somebody, not only do we give you a $50 gift card, we give your friend a $50 gift card, okay? And what's cool about that is now, I mean, we're talking $100 versus before it was $25. Our people in our studio are constantly telling their friends and they're saying, hey, make sure to mention me because we're both going to get something. So no one is surprised when they come in. And if they are surprised and had no idea there was this incentive, they're excited because they just found out they got a $50 like gift card, right? So no one's upset. So I love, love, love doing it this way. And it's funny because I know all these things in my brick and mortar business and I'm doing this really successfully and it's been a seven-figure business for many, many years. And I'm building my online business and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not doing some of these things, right? And for me, it was kind of going outside of my box, right? Because I had been so used to, well, this is what an online marketer does. And I had to realize that I've got some amazing brick and mortar strategies that are working really well that I could be taking and using them in the online space. And as we're putting these policies and new procedures and new just systems in a place, my business just continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's different, right? We look very, very different than your typical online marketer because that's all they know. They don't have the other outside experience, right? So this has been working really well for us. We've recently put a referral program into place for Propel and Powerhouse. And just having our current clients know that it exists and it's out there, like it's going to be a lot easier for them to share, especially with Powerhouse. We had such a high return on the amount of people that came back from year one to year two. And if that means they're happy, why not let them shout it out with their friends and then get rewarded for that? So putting a referral program into place is absolutely a great way to get more happy clients, right? Like let's find again, your favorite clients who are probably the ones that are loving you, right? And they're getting more of their friends. So put something like that into place. You will absolutely not regret it, okay? Now I said I was gonna give you five. I'm gonna throw in a bonus one. We'll give you number six, and then I'm gonna show you how to go grab the rest of the 10, okay? But the last one I wanna talk about is getting personal. Okay, and this one I brought up before, and it was a tough one for me. And here's what I'll tell you. I have really tried to be an open book and just share more and tell you more and show my kids more and my husband more and just put myself out there. And what's funny is I told you I was working with this branding strategist who interviewed my dream clients, and she said the number one thing that every single person we interviewed said, they asked, what do you want to see more of from Stacy? And do you know what they said? They said, I would love to see her share more personal stuff. And it's crazy because in my head, I'm thinking, I'll tell you anything. There's nothing that I won't share. I'm really just that open book, but it must just not be in my nature as much as it is in somebody else's, right? A lot of people come on and they share everything. Sometimes I'm going, maybe they're sharing a little too much, right? I'm not going to judge. Like that's everybody's opinion, right? But I will say that for me, it's almost like I have to get over the feeling of nobody cares. Why would I tell you that I have two sisters, that I'm the middle child? Why would I tell you that I'm gluten-free or that I'm on this mission just to becoming healthier and healthier and healthier? Or why would I share that my husband and I have been married for 10 plus years? Like, why do people care, right? And here's the reality. People, if they like you and they like your business, they want to know more. They feel like your friends, and a friend would share the details. They would share what's going on and how have you been and how is this thing that you just attended and tell me more, right? You go to Italy. I go to Italy for 10 days and I get back and I act like nothing happened and everybody's messaging me, how was Italy? And I forget that we're friends, right? And if we're truly friends, then we're going to share. And I'm telling you that if you think nobody cares, I have this friend who said, this guy ran into me at Whole Foods and he was like, wow, I can't believe you shop at Whole Foods. And this is crazy. Like, we're in the same store. And he was like, so excited. And he's like, never would I post that I'm at Whole Foods, but this guy would have seen it and been like, oh wow, I shop there too. Right. So I think we have to, and I'm saying this because I need to hear it myself, we need to just understand that sharing your life, sharing even the stupid stuff, the stuff that you think, why would anybody need to know this? Or the stuff that you think, I can't share this because they don't want to hear my failures. They don't want to hear me breaking down or, you know, having the worst day ever because they want me to look successful and nobody wants to buy from you. But you got to just understand that, yes, you can't be a hot mess every single day. Nobody does want to buy from that company or be a part of that business. But people want to see that you're real. People want to see that you're not always perfect. You're not always amazing. Things aren't always going your way because that feels like we're living a completely different life, right? So I am going to promise to continue to do my best to break down those walls, show you the real me, the everything you can possibly see. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job of that on my Instagram stories. I've been getting so much better and really sometimes showing you every little bit of my day. I know some of you love my Work With Me Wednesdays that I do, where I literally show you like step by step what's happening. But I promise to get better at that. And I hope that you'll promise to try to get better at this too. And not just having your business be the business, but showing that there is a real person running this small business, right? I used to always, it's funny, like the thing I always didn't want to do hurt me. I always said, oh, I don't have a family business. People would always say, oh, your sisters work in your business and your mom's at recital and your dad's helping deliver this and everybody's like doing something. Oh, I had no idea it was a family business. And I would be like, oh no, it's not a family business. I'm the owner. Like I was very proud and I wanted people to know that I owned the place. It was not a family business. And here's the thing. People actually liked that it was a family business. They liked seeing my mom at recital selling flowers and my sister working behind the desk. I thought that was this negative thing that I was trying to hide because it wouldn't look like a real business. But in fact, it was the thing that people thought, wow, maybe I could do this and maybe my mom would help me or my dad or my sister or whatever, right? So it's like a lot of the times I think I know what I need to do and I think I know what everybody wants. And it's usually the opposite. So the fact that I'm sitting here feeling somewhat successful is funny because I've made tons and tons of errors along the way. But here's the thing, you learn as you go, right? So I hope you enjoyed these 6 steps. I will tell you, if you want to go grab the rest of the 10, these are 10 effective ways to get more of your dream clients quickly. You can go to bit.ly/dreamclientsdownload. Again, that's bit.ly/dreamclientsdownload. I am, of course, going to throw them in the show notes. One of the things that I want you to understand, one of the things that I did not talk about in here is really the automation side. And I'm not going to get into it, but I will tell you that if you do not have a way to automatically onboard new people while you're sleeping, while you're on vacation, on Christmas Day, right, where you don't have to work, you don't have to pick up the phone, because I will tell you, crazy story, if you want to hear something personal, on my wedding day, you guys, picture this. This was August 2000. Oh my goodness, 8. I'm like, what year? 2008. I'm in my wedding dress. I'm getting ready. My hair's done. My makeup's done. I mean, I'm in the dress. You know, you don't put the dress on until you're like about to like go down the aisle. And my phone rings and I pick up the phone and I answer it like the dance studio, Stacy speaking. And the person's calling. She's trying to register. I'm taking her credit card number. She thinks she's calling like the building and somebody's working on a regular Saturday and somebody's just helping her. And she has no idea that there was a crazy person behind the phone wearing a wedding dress about to walk down the aisle, right? Because at the time, I was very close to a one-woman show. I just had a few people helping a little here and there. And I had no way to automatically enroll people, sign them up any moment unless I was working. And I was in this horrible situation of my life was just completely sucked into my business. And if you're looking for even more ways to help you get more dream clients or grow your email list or, you know, fill up your social media with tons of amazing real prospects that are interested in your products, maybe build that system so you're not the crazy girl wearing her wedding dress answering the phone. And that is a true story, you guys. So embarrassing. Don't worry, my husband wasn't there. I didn't walk down the aisle yet. So I was like in a room with my bridesmaids, and if they know I'm crazy because they're my closest friends. So it's not a surprise. But if you're looking to build those automated systems or processes to help you convert and close more clients, you may want to check out one of my programs that I have, whether it's Propel or my Powerhouse Mastermind. This is something that we are doing every single day. Our goal is by the end of the program, these funnels are up and running and automated so that we can actually bring in that passive income without having to be working 24/7 in our businesses. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, definitely book a call with one of my team members. You can go to stacytushel.com/fitting call, stacytushel.com/fitting call. Or if you're like, I have no idea how to spell Stacy Tushel, which is totally normal, you can go to shesbuildingherempire.com, go to the Work With Me page, all the info is there, okay? So you'll have everything there, but you guys, go grab the rest of these amazing ways to get more of your dream clients because you deserve to work with people that you love to work with. Like, there's no question about that. So go to bit.ly/dreamclientsdownload and let's start filling up your calendar with amazing dream clients. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you. Again, I cannot say it enough. I hope I have the privilege to work with some of you in some capacity and that you'll be my next dream client. So thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.